Okay, today is Daf Yud Dalet, which is very, very short Daf. Only a few lines. But we're on Yud Gimel Amud Beis by the first wide line. First wide line, Tana Rabbana. Today's Shir is sponsored by Brachy Kerry Kenny Norrisburg, Lenishvat Moshe Dov Ben Shal Kenneth. So Tana Rabbana. Kishahanasi. So we're just discussing the definitions of Nasi and Melech. Kishahanasi Nichnat. Isn't that tomorrow? Kishanasi nichnat, when the nasi would go in, when a nasi walks into a room, kol ha'am omdin, everybody stands up out of kind of respect. Be'en yoshim, they don't sit down. Ad she'omar lahem shavu. Until the nasi said, okay, right when the judge said they won't completely be seated, right? Kishav bezin nichnat, when the av bezin comes in, oshilo shura achas mikan v'shura achas mikan, one row in the front, right to the two sides of him, ad she'yeshiv in komo, until he goes back to his place. Kishachacham nichnas, when the chacham goes in, echad omeid v'echad yoshiv, one stands and one sits, ad she'yeshiv in komo, until he sits down. Once one stands and one sits, it means the people right in his vicinity and his dalaramas. B'nei chachamim, the children, u'tamidi chachamim, and the tzidach chachamim, b'zman sh'rabim, tzrichim lahem, when the rabbim needs them, ma'afsin al roshei ha'am, they can even spur people to go in and out. Yata l'tzorech, yichnas v'yoshev v'komo. They can go out to go to the bathroom, they can come back in, and they can even disturb people to make all that commotion. B'nei tamachacham shevabunim aviyam paranit al tibur. If there's a tamachacham, children whose father is the paranit, father is in charge, and they're the kids. So bisman sheyesh lahem, das l'shmoa, if they have das to listen, nichnas in v'yoshel v'nei aviyam, they go in, they go out, zachorehem klapei ha'am, and they face, their back faces the people. Bisman sheyesh lahem das l'shmoa, if they don't really understand, they're not old enough, or they're not mature enough to understand the lecture, then nichnasin, they go come in, v'yoshven l'fnei aviyam, they sit next to their father, u'pneim klapei ha'am, but they face everybody else. I'm not sure what this is all about. What? Yeah, no, what is this all about? Huh? Sitting in the front row, so if they're not good, they sit next to the father, and if they are good, they listen, they face, their back faces the oven, they're facing their father. That's what that means. Right. Even by the Beit HaMishnah, you make it sniff. A sniff is like a branch. What, how do they translate sniff? Attachment. Okay. Amar, we just said, they'll let it go out and go to the bathroom and come back. Amar Papa, lo amru el l'ktanim. That we said for little children. I'm sorry, l'ktanim. So you have to go to the bathroom to relieve yourself, to urinate. Avol gdolim lo, not for gdolim. Why? Avol lemei l'ktanim should be encouraged. Because you shouldn't check before you sat down. Right? Amar v'hudam harav, ol yomad adam atzmo, lehashkim l'harav, person should get up early and check himself out and check himself before he goes to sleep. So he shouldn't have to be far away from people. You're always going out from people. Why? Check yourself before you go to work. You don't always have to be by yourself. It's a different society. Oh my Rava says, oh, isn't it now? We're not so strong like that. I feel the Gdol of Nami. Right? Even for Gdol, also, but not today. That was the old days. It doesn't apply today, says Rava. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadok, Omer, after Beit HaMishnah, Osam Osam Sifim, even at the party, they would do that. I guess they had the dais with the Chachamim, and then the kids came, Machur, Omer, Rabbi, the Chayavim, the Snavim, when the father was alive in front of their father. Fine. Now, we just said that there was a hierarchy, depending on if you were the Nasi, the Rosh Av, or the Avbezin, the Rosh Hashiva, there was a hierarchy. How many people, if you were the Nazi, everyone stood up for you. If you were the next one, to two rows. And if you were the third one, just the Dalai Lama in front of you stood up. Right? How'd that happen? It happened because of the following story. The story is so wild. Amar Rav Yochanan, Bimei Rav Shirin Ben Gamliel, Mishnas Mishnazu. This brisa was taught during the lifetime of Rav Shirin Ben Gamliel. Rav Shirin Ben Gamliel, Nazi. Rav Shirin Ben Gamliel was the Nazi. Rav Meir, Chacham. Rav Meir was the Chacham. He was the smartest person of his generation. And Rav Nassim Avbezin. Rav Nassim was the Avbezin. He have a Rav Shirin Ben Gamliel, Hasam, have a Kaimi. Huli Alma, Mikaime. When Rav Shimon ben Gamliel would walk in, the entire room would stand up. Ki have aisle of Meir Rav Nassan, have Kaime Kuli Alma. When Rav Meir and Rav Nassan would stand up, again everybody would stand up when they would walk into the room. There was no distinction between who you were. Oh, he's also in charge, he's also in charge, and everybody stood up. I'm Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, lo boy le mehevi hakeira ben delay le ditu. Right? It's not proper that they're affording the same covet to me as to them. That's not proper. The eye of attention, you even know that. What? Oh, I'll tell you, it's more interesting. Because the Gemara in Bava Metzia says that Rabbi Gamliel is counted as one of the three anavim in the world. One of the three humble people in the world. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is on that list. Here he says, hey, it's not right there to think covet is me. He wasn't saying it for himself. He was saying it for the office. He wasn't saying it for himself. He didn't care about himself. Right? If you think these people were petty, then you're going to miss the boat. Because it sounds extremely petty, but they're not. They're doing it for the office. So, Tikkun Lei Matzitza, he made the following Mishnah. That was, that the whole room stands up only for the Nazis. Okay? He made a new rule. Hu Yoma, that day, now Lo Hagar, Meir Rav Nassan, Hasa. But Meir Rav Nassan didn't show up that day. So, Lamacha, the next day, Kiasu, when they came in, Chazu Delo Kami Kamayo Kidrugila Milsa. They noticed that the people weren't standing up for them as they had done 2 days ago, and 3 days ago, and last week. Right? Why? Because yesterday, when he wasn't there, they changed the rule. Right? Exactly. Some say that was the problem with the Shirming Almila. Didn't consult them. Didn't even inform them. Forget consult. Let them know, by the way, we changed. Amri, my high, what's going on here? So Amru, Lahu, Hachi Tikkun Rav Shimon Gamliel. This is the new takana Rav Shimon Gamliel made. Amalei Rav Meir Rav Nassan, Anach Chacham, wait a minute, I'm the Chacham, the Ad Avvetin, you're the Avvetin, Niskin Milsa, Kila Didon. Let's make a rule to undo this, to get back at him. My Nevid, what should we do? Lay my Levid Lay, what are we going to do to Rav Shimon Gamliel? Name a Lay, listen to this, name a Lay, let's tell Rav Shimon Gamliel, Gali Uksin. The next day when we come to Shul, we come to the yeshiva, we should tell Rav Shimon Gamliel, why don't you teach the Mesechta Uksin today? Our mayor knew that Rav Shimon Gamliel didn't know that Mesechta. He didn't know it well. So it's going to make him look bad, to make him look like almost ignorant. And therefore we'll depose him. The last lay, right? He doesn't know it. Kiva Delo Gamar, name a lay, and since he doesn't know it, we'll say, Mi Yamala Gavurah Hashem Yashmir Kal Tehilasov. Lami Noe Lamalel, Kvorat Hashem, Mi Shiyachol Hashmir Kal Tehilasov. Right? And Navre, they're going to depose him. We'll show him. So, Bahavi Ana Avbezin, Ba'at Nasi, right? I'm the Avbezin of the Nasi. So, Shema Inu Rav Yaakov Ben Karshi. Rav Yaakov Ben Karshi overheard this conversation between Rav Meir and Rav Nassan. Amar, he said, Dil Machas Vashalom Itzke Milsa Lidi Kisufa. This is going to lead to a tragedy. It's going to embarrass Rav Shimon Gamliel. What did he do? Azal he went. Yosef he sat. Achore Alite Rav Shimon Gamliel. He sat behind the office, Shimon Gamliel's office. And Pashat got over there. Garas Natana, Garas Natara. And he started learning Mesechta Uksin to himself. Really, that Rav Shimon Gamliel should hear it all and know it. Amar. Shimon Gamliel says to himself, Mai Dekame, what's going on over here? Learning so loud. Right, this guy over here is learning so loud. Dilma Chasmashal Ikabe Midrasha Midi. Is it possible that some plot going on in the base measures? Yoev Daite, he put his mind to it. Vigarta, and he learned the whole Uksin. Lamachar, the next day. Amrule, Meir and Rav Nassan say, Naisi Mar, Naisi Uksin. Why don't you go teach Uksin today? Pasach, Ba'amar, he taka did it. He got up and he gave a whole drasha, wonderful drasha. Basa to Oki, and after it was all over, Amalahu, he told them, E lo Gamirna, if I had not learned Uksin last night, Kasvatinan, you would have embarrassed me. Pakid, get up, Afkinum Baby Joshua. He threw him out of the base of Medrash. Have Kasvi Kushyasa, Episka. So people would write their questions on pieces of paper. They would write questions on pieces of paper, Vishadu Hasa. And they would throw them into the yeshiva. They weren't allowed in. To have him a mifrak, mifrak, whatever they were able to answer, they were able to answer. The lo have mifrak, whatever they couldn't answer, kasvi, pirki, vishadu. They would answer and throw it in. In other words, they would ask questions that only they knew the answer to. The ones inside, they didn't know it. But why? Because their man was still the smartest one there. So they would throw it, then they would throw in the answer. So Amalei Rabbi Yossi, gets up and says, what's going on here? Torah mi b'chutzvan, anu mi b'fnim. The Torah is outside. What are we doing inside? Right? This is crazy. They're the ones who know it. Why are they outside? Why are we inside? Amalei Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, na'alinu. Fine, let them come in. Mihu, however, naknasinhu. We're going to give them a knas. Right? The lo nemi shmaitza mishmaihu. Never again will we mention a memra in their names. Asiku l'Rav Meir Achirim. That's how Rav Meir gets the name Achirim. And Ula Rav Nassin, Yesh Omer. And Rav Nassin gets the name of Yesh Omer. Okay? That's how Rav Meir gets his name Achirim. Not a nice story. Beersheba says he only gets his name Achirim from this day forward, which is why there are so many times in Mishnayos where it does say Rav Meir Omer, Divrei Rav Meir. Now, this undo, however, he's enough to do that 100 years later when he wrote the Mishnayos, I don't know. I guess the Mishnayos were always around. People knew them. All he did was compile them. So says Beersheba, same thing with Rav Nassim. Rav Nassim's not as common as Rav Meir. Says the Beersheba, only from this day forward is it Achirim. Is there a Meir Balanei? We don't know why. We already had why he's called Meir Balanei, right? We had already why. He's also right. So from this, only from this point forward, anything that was said before this day stays as a Meir. Okay. Right. Notice that also someone says this. I forgot who. That it's called Achirim in Lashon plural, right? Like the other one. Why in plural? The other one. Why in plural? Because you couldn't call him Acher. There's already a bad person named Acher. We have one of those. You couldn't call him Acher. Right? What? Yeah, he came first. Exactly. So, I'm sure you know, what should I call? The other one. We already have a guy like that. No, Elisha ben Avui was Rebbe's Rebbe. He was his Rebbe. We have that. So, they called him Acherim. Once he's called Rebbe's plural, he calls him nothing else but Yesh Omrim. Not Yesh Omer. Yesh Omrim. The other, those. Right? Fascinating story. Fascinating story, right? Besides that, Acher was Elisha ben Avuya. He was Rav Meir's Rebbe who threw it all away. Right? He was one of the four that went into the Paradis. Right? He was a generation before Rav Meir. So we have an Acher. So they couldn't call him Acher. They called him Acherim. No. Everybody's very rash. Right. Funny thing is, but not only is Rav Meir penalized, right? But we've said many times before, Stam Mishnayos is Rav Meir. Rav Meir is the anchor of Mishnayos. He's the anchor of Mishnayos. All Stam Mishnayos is Rav Meir. Right? It's so funny that Rav Meir gets the greatest pat on the back. The whole Mishnayos is Rav Meir. And yet he's given such a slap in the face over here. Because he did something which his mind was changed. Whatever it is, I'm sure there's, you know, so much to say about it. Okay? No, we had that Gemara. We had that Gemara about Rav Meir that this is a Baal Nes, that you can give tzedakah in his zechus. We had that Gemara. Right, if something goes wrong, you mention me, you'll be saved. That's how. What? Because that's only regarding memories. Oh, really? That's Flores on his caver? Okay. What? I don't know. And by the way, don't worry, in a few minutes, we've got a few lines of Gemara, I'm sure Megamliel is going to take it back. He's going to say, take it back. So it could be that after he took it back, also they called him a mirror mayor again. They're going to take it back in a few minutes. Anyway, Achvule b'chamayhu, listen to this story. They get a dream, right? So who gets a dream? I think Rav Meir and Rav Nassim have a dream. that says, Zilu Paisuhu, Rabshir Ben Gamliel. Go make up with Rabshir Ben Gamliel. Go make up with him. Go apologize. Rab Nasir Azal, Rab Nasir goes to apologize. Rab Meir Lo Azal, Meir was not going to apologize. Why? Amar, he says, Divri Chalomot Lomayel of Lomaridim. I don't pay attention to dreams. Therefore, you can't apologize. You don't have to pay. Right? I don't pay attention to dreams. That line makes sense if it's something terrible happens. I don't have to pay attention to that. It's just spooking me out. Right? But go do that. Right? Go visit that sick person. Oh, I don't pay attention to dreams. Right? It's just strange gemara. Kiyazal, Rabbi Nassan, when Rabbi Nassan goes to apologize, Amal Rabbi Shir Ben Gamliel, Nihi, Dahani Lach, Kamar Davuach. Right? It's true if you have some kind of belt of your father, Lemehevi Av Bezdin, and that therefore it's proper of you, you have the qualifications to be the Av Bezdin. Oh, the belt helped you become the Av Bezdin. Shavich Nami Nasi, does Nasi also want to be? What? No, I'm not sure what this means. Right? Yeah, it doesn't mean that. Right. That's right. Ein Yaakov says that he couldn't be. He wasn't from Sheva Yehuda. This guy, Rav Nassim. He could anyway be the Avet. They gave it to all the people of Sheva Yehuda. Anyway, Mastile Rebbe, Rav Shimon Berei. Rebbe taught to Rav Shimon his son. Acherim say, Ilu hayitmura, lo hayikaro. If that's a tmura, you're not allowed to bring it. It's a very complicated case where a person's counting his sheep for mice or behema. And he makes a mistake because the ninth he calls the tenth, the tenth he calls the tenth, and then the 11th he calls the tenth. What? No. So one day, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, right? I'm sorry. Rebbe is talking to Rav Shimon, his son, and he's teaching over this Mishnah that Acherim said. Right. And the son said, how long are you going to keep not mentioning Rebbe's name? That's it. So what's the memra? The memra is that that's a crazy thing. A guy is counting a sheep, and by mistake he calls the ninth the tenth. What did I just do? The tenth he calls the tenth. Then a minute later he says, oh, the 11th the other calls the tenth. Tenth he calls the ninth, right? Then the 11th. And then he makes a mistake and he calls the 11th the 10th. So all three are the 10th. So the halacha is, all three have kedusha. The kedusha is different. The kedusha is that the 9th, you wait for it to get a mum, and then you bring it, you take the money, and you bring the money as a carbon. Right? The 10th, what do you do with the 10th? What? The 10th, you bring as Maisha Behema, and the 11th, you bring as a shlom. What if someone does tmura on the 11th. That's the shayla. What do you do with that? So, our mayor said, don't bring it. Low carb, don't bring it. Okay, that's all you need to know. Right? Don't bring it. Right? Exactly. Amalo. Mihem halalu sheme mehem anu shosim. These are the people that we drink from them. We drink their Torah. Vishmosim enonu maskirin. We don't mention their names. Amale. So Rebbe says, "Bnei Adam bichu la'akor kavodecha v'es kavod beit avicha." These are the people that wanted to uproot the covenant of your grandfather. Your grandfather wanted to uproot it. Amalei. So Rav Shimon says back to his father, "Gam ahavatam, gam tenetem, gam kinatam kvar avda." Right? He doesn't say, "Dad, you're wrong." Doesn't it say in the pasuk that let it go? Right? Doesn't it say that? Amalei. You're right, but doesn't it say back, "Oye tamu charovos vanesa"? The Oyev is going to be killed forever. So Rav Shimon Amalei. So Rav Shimon says back to his father, "Hani mili heicha da anu matayu." That's if they keep on going in the action. Rabbanan lo hani matayu. Nobody. This is all over. Hadar asni le. After that, they said they changed it. Amru Rishav Rav Meir ilu hayitzmur lo hayikara. They changed it to say Rav Meir. They changed it. Amar Rava. Afilu Rebbe disfenusahu, even Rebbe that wasn't an anav, Tana Amru Mishum Rav Meir, he said, Amru Mishum Rav Meir, below Amar Rav Meir Lomar. They still couldn't bring themselves to say. Rav Meir said, they said in the name of Rav Meir, like extra backhanded way of saying it. They wouldn't say straight out, Amar of Meir. Amar of Yochanan, Pligiba. Pligiba, which is about 7 o'clock. You can say it if you want. Amar of Yochanan. Amar B'Yochanan, Pligiba, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbanan. Famous machlokes between Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and the Rabbanan. Chad Amar, Sinai Adif. One said, Sinai is Adif. What's Sinai? Sinai, basically, the best way to say Sinai is Mikias. You have a broad knowledge of a lot of things, not too deep. Not too deep, broad knowledge. The Chad Amar and the other one said, Oker Harim Adif. No. Plumbing the depths of Torah, even though you're not so broad, that's other. That's better, right? What's the answer? Which one's better? They both have their place. Rabbi Yosef Sinai. Rabbi Yosef was known as someone who was a Sinai. He had a very broad knowledge from halacha, but it wasn't that deep. And Rabba Oker Harim. Rabba was an Oker Harim. Plumbed the depths, such deep and such depth. Shalchu Taman. Ezim him kodim, which one's better? Shalchulahu, Sinai Adif, that's better. Sinai's better. You know why? Everybody needs to have weak. In other words, everybody needs the answer. Everybody needs to eat. Right? So the deep, you can't ask him for me. You can't go anywhere with that. Yeah, it's great, loves it and everything, but it doesn't can't do it. Beersheba. What? We did? We had a similar Gemara, it was much more in passing. The Beersheba asked a fascinating. We did? The second time it's come up. We had it once in the head. No, we had it once. We've talked about it many times. I think it might be the first place it says it. Beersheba asked the following question. The Gemara in Shabbat says that when you come to Shemayim, they're going to ask you six questions. What are the six questions? Number one, did you have, were you an honest man? Number two, did you have children? Did you try to have children? Number three, to peace of Yeshua. Number four is, kavata ita matora. Number five is, hevanta davar mitoch davar. And number six is, palpalta b'chachma. Two out of the six questions are, basically, did you learn be'ian? Right? One is, did you learn? You have a kavata ita matora. The other two are, did you learn deep? Yeah. We don't want people just to read Mishnayot all day, they don't know what they're reading. We want people to learn deep. How do you answer that? And then he tells over here, oh, by the way, Sinai is much better. Sinai is much better. People need to eat. Right? How do you answer that question? The answer is not such as, I don't understand the answer, I say the honest truth. He answers like this. He says, his answer is that you have to be moser nefesh. You have to kill yourself to understand Torah in a deep way. At the end of the day, people might not need that to be a rav or to paskin or to know how to live. But you have to kill yourself. You have to be moser nefesh. That's what they're going to ask you. I'm not asking you in Shemayim which one's better. I'm asking you, did you, Mr. So-and-so, you as a yachid, did you kill yourself to know Torah as deep as possible? That's what's going to go on in Shemayim. What the average guy needs in the oilam? Probably, Sinai's probably better. You know why? People have to eat. But that's what they're going to ask you. Did you use Moser Nefesh to plumb the depth of Torah? The best I can tell you. Even so, Rabbi Yosef didn't want to be the Rosh Hashiva. And therefore, Malach Rabba Eshem Tazen Shinin. Rabba ruled for 22 years. Then Rabbi Yosef agreed to be the Rosh Hashiva. Even when Rabbi was in charge, Rabbi Yosef wouldn't even hire a guy to come fix his house. Nothing. What? A blood letter. I'm sorry, a blood letter. Why not? Because he didn't want anyone to think that he was a big shot, that he was in some kind of position of authority. Abaye Barava. Right. Exactly. Right. Abaye Barava, Rabzer, Barava, Masta, Habiyosmi. Four of them were sitting around. They needed somebody to be in charge. Amri called the Amar Milsa v'lo parach lehevi reisha. Whoever could ask a question, and who basically could thump everybody, then that'll be the one who'll be the Rosh Hashiva. So the Kulu Parich, everybody did that. The Abaya lo Ifra. But Abaya's question, no, but Abaya's told to everybody. So Chazi Rabba la Abaya, the Gova Reshe. Rabba saw that Abaya lifted his head. Amalei, Nachmeni. Nachmeni is Abaya's name. Pasach the Ema. You open up and you speak. In other words, we're making you in charge. You're the best one. Okay? Ibaya lahu. Rabzeira Rabba Bar Masna. So as between Rabzeira and Rabba Bar Bar Masna, Haimenaihu Adip, which one is greater? Right? What kind of question is that? Rabzeira Charif Umakshe. Rabzeira is very sharp. He asks amazing questions. Rabba Bar Masna Matun Umasik. Rabba Bar Masna is much more patient. Matun means patient. He's much more patient, Umasik. And he learns in a patient way. So which one's better? By, what's the halacha? What's the answer? Teku. You ever heard of a sefta end on the word teku? Teku. It's not. We're not answering that question. It's so appropriate that on the sefta that deals with making a mistake, we end up on a teku. Right? Sometimes it's better to say teku than to say the wrong thing. It's fascinating. The Meiri says, there's no question that Rav Masna is better. Patience is always better. Right? The Meiri's lashon is that Mikol Malkum Bismanim Elu Acharon Chaviv Dahainu Shahamatan Umasik Adif Al Hacharif Umaksha. And he ends up like this: Klal Gadol Bilimud Sheyadeh Talmud Achash Shana Masha Al Biyado Mikol Masha Shana. Right? That you should the Talmud should learn what he knows. The Yismach Al Kolm Sheyotzalom Misham the Kabbalat Harav Haaroy Lismach Alav Vachapet Hashem Biyado Yatzlia. And if you review and try to make sure you know what you learn, it'll be matzliach, and he ends off with the word amen. Right? Again, which one's better? Learning deep or learning... The answer is they both have their place. They both have their place. To say that you should never learn in depth is not... That's not right. That's not right. You should never learn, try to learn deep and understand a sugya. That's not right. It's hard for Balabas. It's hard. It takes a lot of mental energy, and there's no time. It's hard. And but to say to only learn the breath and never go deep, that's also not right. They both have their place. They both have their place. Hajin Allah Kwa Mashiach and Sikhlov Tat Sanhedrin. 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 Hurry it. Hajin Allah Kwa Mashiach and Sikhlov Tat Sanhedrin. Kwa Mashiach and Sikhlov Tat Sanhedrin. Hurry it. Hajin Allah Kwa Mashiach and Sikhlov Tat Sanhedrin. Hurry it. Mazel Tov, everybody. When did we start Baba Kama? Yeah, when we started, do I have it here? No. I don't know, when did we start it? Oh, wait, I might have it here. We started Baba Kama. We started Sanhedrin in March. That's this past March. Right now it's November. So it must have been it's been a while. We've been doing Sanhedrin for a long time. Okay, we're actually in the home stretch now. Now all we have left is Kachin and then Nida. So only Nida. That's all we have left. So we're really in the home stretch. I think it's okay. Like pat on the back, look how much we've accomplished. Almost there. Summer of 2012, yes. Okay. Stopping it now.